be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, you shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. You have heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you, everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Again, you have heard that it was said to your ancestors, do not take a false oath, but make good to the Lord all that you vow. But I say to you, do not swear at all. Let your yes mean yes, and your no mean no. Anything more is from the evil one. The Gospel of the Lord.
Yes? Okay. No? Yes? No? Yes. Okay. Before I begin, I would like to thank Monsignor for welcoming me, for having me here today in this Eucharistic celebration and being able to break bread with all of you. So it's a great pleasure to be with you. I know sometimes when there's a new priest that you don't know, you might be wondering, and you might be wondering right now, who's that young and good-looking priest? Look no further. I will tell you. But before I get to that point, I'm going to tell you a secret. But you have to promise me that you will not tell Father Ricky, because I want to come back, okay? And I'll tell you a secret. My secret is, I met Father Ricky during my formation as a seminarian, so I've known him for a little while. And usually, people that know both of us, or they don't know that we know each other, they come up to me and say, Jorge, do you know Father Ricky? And I usually say no, because I don't know what's about to come after. It could be good things or bad things. So if it's bad, I don't want to know him, okay? So I said, maybe. So then they tell me, you remind me so much like him. And I tell them, but I'm the better looking one. And obviously the more humble one too, okay? So don't tell them that, okay? That's between you and I, okay? Monsignor, don't tell them that, okay? Today in the gospel, Jesus tells us, let your yes be yes and your no mean no. So I'm going to share a story about how I thought I was saying yes to the Lord, but in fact I wasn't saying yes to him. Because when we put restrictions and conditions to our yes, it is not a full yes. I was born and raised in Mexico City. I grew up there. And I came to the United States seeking for the American dream, seeking for a better life that I wouldn't have in my home. I was the middle of three children. My mom and dad had a divorce. My dad wasn't in the picture anymore. He had left us. And my mom couldn't raise three of us by herself, especially not in Mexico. So she got up, took me with her. We migrated to Oxnard in 2008 when I was 12 years old, seeking the American dream. But little did I know that I was going to find something better. And I am thankful for what this country has done for me. But not only did I found the American dream, I found God's dream for me. I found God's dream for me. And that is to be here as a priest of Jesus Christ. My priesthood is not mine, it's yours. I am a priest not for myself, but for you. When anybody familiar with Oxnard, where it is, Oxnard is full of strawberry fields. So if you, the strawberries you eat, they might come from there, okay? So you remember me when next time you eat strawberries and say a prayer for me. I grew up there. I went to a public high school, Oxnard High School. And I grew up in a church called Santa Clara Church. And that's where I found out that I wanted to be a priest. So I was about to go to priest right after high school. I was going to go to, back then, Juan Diego House, it was called. I had told the Lord, yes, Lord, I want to be a priest. But I didn't have much life experience. I was just a kid. So I decided that I think it would have been a better idea if I went to go to college and just have more experience. Who knows? Maybe God wanted me to be a husband. So I found out about Thomas Aquinas College, where I graduated with a BA in liberal arts, and I graduated there in 2018. And 3 months later, after my graduation from there, I began my studies at St. John's Seminary to begin my studies to become a priest. After seven very, very, very long years, I finally got ordained a priest this past May, so I am a baby priest. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. So I was one of eight that got ordained this past May, and you're actually looking at the second youngest priest in the archdiocese, second only to, well, at least for now, okay, at least for now, only second to my classmate that is just a few months younger than I am. But I had a thing with God. Before I got ordained a deacon, now everything changed, so now as a deacon you go to a parish, which is awesome. I told the Lord, Lord, I'm about to get ordained a priest. I say yes to you again. But I was putting restrictions to my yes. And I told him, I'm going to tell you a little secret between God and I, I'll tell you. I told him, you can send me anywhere you want. Anywhere you want, except one place. I don't want to go to one place, and that is the city of L.A. Anywhere you want but the city of L.A. And you might be wondering why. Well, because I'm from Oxnard. There's no big buildings. The traffic, my goodness. So when I got my letter to, after my diaconate ordination, to go to my parish, when I opened the letter and it said, Our Lady of Perpetual Help in Santa Clarita. Yes, Lord, yes, thank you. You heard the cry of the poor. And I had a wonderful time there. But this is where the Lord taught me a very important lesson. He taught me what it meant to say yes fully to him. When I got my assignment with the archbishop and from my classmates for my priesthood assignment, I opened the letter and you should have seen my face. Resurrection Church in Boyle Heights. Oh Lord, you did not hear the cry of the poor. You did not hear the cry of the poor. I wasn't ready for what it was about to come. I was not ready. I thought that I was saying yes to the Lord, but he had something else in mind for me. He said, Jorge, I'm going to teach you what it means to say yes to me unconditionally. So I began my priesthood at Resurrection in July, and I'll tell you a little bit about my time at Resurrection. When I first arrived at Resurrection in July, and not to be political in any way, shape, or form, I'm just sharing my experiences there so far. I have lost 1/3 of our parishioners due to the immigration rates. 1/3. Either because they were afraid to go to church or because they were simply deported. 1/3 of my parishioners were no longer at Mass. We're no longer worshiping with us. We're no longer breaking bread with us. 1/3. And the more I got to get to know people, the more I started to realize the struggle, poverty, abuse, physical or even sexual, gang violence. My pastor, because we don't have a budget for a confirmation director, he told me, kiddo, you're in charge of confirmation. Me, confirmation, you kidding me? And I was dreading it. I was like, no, I don't want to do this. I was afraid. But let me tell you, it has been the most wonderful time of my life. To be able to walk with kids, with teens, it is a beautiful experience to learn about their journey and their struggles. They are teaching me what it means to be a spiritual father. I look at them when they are sitting at Mass, and I cry. I really do cry at Mass. And they all wondering, well, why are you crying? I cry because my heart is open to loving them fully, unconditionally. For example, I just learned recently that one of my kids, her father passed away a few years ago, and then a week later, the brother passed away due to gang violence. 1 week apart, brother and father. I also find another kid who his father had passed in December of, not this past year, but the one before it, and he had been struggling so much. Imagine not growing up with a father. It's hard. I know the pain. And when the anniversary, this past December, the past was approaching, he called me and said, "Father Jorge, can I please come talk to you? I don't know what to do, but I feel safe with you. I feel like I can talk to you." And I was able to at least say some words of consolation for him who was seeking love. And perhaps this was the first time that he had a relationship between a father and a son since his father had passed away. I can tell you of great things as well, not just only sad. I can tell you, for example, of my beautiful children at school who are just kids, little kids who don't know better, who just are so joyful, alive, are just running, and they don't wash their hands, and I get mad at them. Wash your hands. I don't want your germs. But yeah, they're just joyful. And perhaps they don't have the best life, but they are joyful. Or for example, I can share with you that recently I got this inspiration of doing community weddings at my church, right? A lot of people don't want to get married because they don't have money, they can't afford it, or they don't have a sacrament. So I said, you know what? I'm going to help you. So I am with Monsignor John Moreira. He's my pastor. He is known as the Pope of East LA. He is 84 years old and has been there for 42 years as a pastor. And I told him, "Father, we need to do something about this." So we had a meeting. 35 couples show up to get married. 35. And then I realized all the paperwork that needs to be done. It's a lot of paperwork. But that's okay. And I'm sharing all of this, my brothers and my sisters, is because that is what the Lord was teaching me, that my yes is exactly this. No conditions, no restraint. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. After all, we are only following after the footsteps of Jesus. Jesus will never ask anything of us that he himself has not done first. That is important. Jesus will never ask anything of us that he himself will not do first. So when Jesus tells us in the gospel, "Let your yes mean yes," is because his yes exactly meant that. Yes, unconditional, without restrictions. How? He said yes to God's plan. He said yes to God's plan. He became like us in everything but sin. He grew up with Mary and Joseph, the son of our carpenter. He then began his ministry after the wedding feast of Cana, proclaiming the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. He then healed the sick. He opened the eyes of the blind. He opened the mouth of the mute. Then he said, "Your sins are forgiven." And above all, he shows us what his yes is fully, out of love, when he extended his arms on the cross to give his life for you and for I. His yes on the cross meant that you and I can also now have eternal life. If we believe in him, we can gain eternal life. We have our catechumens here. You have said yes to the Lord, and we rejoice with you as a parish community. And the day that you are fully initiated into the church at Easter, remind yourself of the yes that you will do to the Lord. And it will be a constant yes over and over and over again. That is who I am. I am Father Jorge, associate pastor at Resurrection Church, learning to be a priest with 8 months of experience, and my heart continues to open up every single day. So now this is the trick, okay? This is a trick. We know well, and you are all aware because we do this every year, of Together in Mission. My church community, I always dislike Together in Mission. Why? Because the homilies, the mass was longer. Because we had to do this, right? But now that I am a priest, I get to realize the importance of Together in Mission. Without Together in Mission, my church will not be open. Without Together in Mission, my children could not run a school every day. and could learn the Catholic faith. Without Together in Mission, I would not have the opportunity to teach the 100 students that I have a confirmation and to learn more about them and their life stories. Without Together in Mission, my church doors will not be open to those 35 couples that want to get married by the church. So Together in Mission, now I understand it does so much for our church. So this year, we began the pledges again, and we're going to do it together. In fact, you might teach me how to do it because I'm just a baby priest, so I don't know yet. So Monsignor, you might have to guide me through this thing really quick. But first of all, I thank you. I really thank you for your generosity towards this this project, Together in Mission. For without your generosity, my church doors will not be open today. On behalf of myself, my pastor, my community, and every other community that partakes in this Together Mission, we thank you for your generosity. So now I'm going to go up here. I'm going to show you some stuff really quick. This year, the Together in Mission goal for your community here is $235,000, a little bit more than that, just $700 more than that, but $235,000, yeah, that's right. And then now the ushers will come forward. I believe these are all in your pews already. You know them, you're familiar with them already. First of all, I would like for you to pray. Pray for me, pray for my community, that we might continue to be open to proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. And second of all, perhaps you are not ready to give a donation today, and that's okay. Perhaps you want to think about it or pray about it more. You're more than welcome to take this envelope with you to your house to talk to your family, and then you can bring it back anytime. We will make sure that this envelope gets delivered to the people that needs to get it to. But today, for those who perhaps are ready to make a pledge today, we will just do this together quickly. If you need a pencil or an envelope, raise your hand and the ushers can help you with that. Again, as you are familiar with this, the first part of number one, it is where you yourself make your pledge. You can do this in two ways, either a pledge that it's a monthly payments or a one-time gift. You can either choose one of the boxes or put another amount if you so wish. And number two, you have different options of how you can donate. You can either do it by a cash or check. If you do a check, then please make payable to Together in Mission. You can also have a space there for your credit card or for your automatic withdrawal. And lastly, the last one is for the donor information, your name, your information, and anything else. Did I miss anything? No? Monsignor, did I miss anything? I don't think I did. These envelopes, if you decide to give today, to make your pledge today, you can put them in the regular collection basket, and then Tina will make sure to put them wherever they need to go. If you have already made a pledge, thank you. And again, I just thank you for your time. Thank you for listening to me. Continue to pray for me, for my community. And if you ever find yourself in Boyle Heights, there's great Mexican food. I know that I gained some weight already. But if you ever find yourself there, we'd love to have you there so you can break bread with us. God bless you. I will be at the end of Mass saying hi to all of you in the back to answer your questions, to say hi to you, or anything that you'd like to speak. God bless.